In Maryland, six men have been charged with arson in the fires that destroyed 10 new houses 2 weeks ago and damaged another 16 in a suburb south of Washington. The houses sit near delicate wetlands, causing investigators to initially suspect environmental terrorism. Now they say the perpetrators were after revenge and notoriety. NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
According to charging papers, the plot to burn down the Hunters Brook development was hatched last August at a Denny's restaurant in Waldorf, Maryland. Four men in their early 20s were sitting in an area called The Pit when the alleged ringleader, Patrick Walsh, said he was just going to go off and start blowing stuff up. The men, Walsh, Michael Gilbert, Roy McCann, and Michael Everhart, were part of a car club called the Unseen Cavaliers, named after Walsh's Chevrolet. Authorities allege Walsh saw the fires as a way to make the club, in his words, bigger and more famous. Eventually, investigators say, two more of the Unseen Cavaliers got involved, Jeremy Parody and Aaron Speed. Speed worked for the security firm hired to protect Hunter's Brook and was allegedly upset at the company for how it treated him last spring when his infant son died. Meanwhile, Parody had been turned down for a job by Lennar Homes, the development's builder. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the group began referring to its plan as Operation Payback. In his statement to investigators, Parody said that on the night of the fires, he and the other suspects met in a Wendy's parking lot, where they filled cans of gasoline and kerosene. Parody stated he drove the group to the development, where Walsh, Everhart, and Speed kicked in doors, poured out the liquid, and lit the fires. Authorities first became suspicious of Aaron Speed when he casually described in detail just how someone could have set the fires. He claimed he was home when the fire started, but his cell phone record showed he was actually near Hunter's Brook. Speed eventually said he was present when the fires were set, and as the members of the group began to identify each other to authorities, investigators also collected more and more physical evidence, including trace amounts of fire accelerant in two cars owned by Patrick Walsh, one of them a Chevy Cavalier. Authorities are still interviewing witnesses in the case. The six they have charged are in jail, facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Luke Burbank, NPR News.